G'day everyone, I'm here with Tina Henshaw, Rats coach of Div 1, Div 3. We're touching base about our round 1 game for Divvy 3 and our round 2 game of Divvy 1. Bub, how are you?
I'm great, Johnny, yourself?
Oh, that's great to hear, mate. I'm glad you're come home from work and you're in a happy mood.
Absolutely. Always happy after work. After work, after all.
Good to hear. A couple of weeks ago, it feels like now, after the Anzac Day weekend, we ventured down to Karen Patterson Lakes, who were kind enough to let us play under lights in their, at their venue for our Divvy 3 to start the season against Q. We went down by about 14 points, I think it was, in the end. What was your take on things?
Well, to start off, it was great venue, fantastic venue, and the boys were really good boys, so thanks, Sam, to the Calm Watch. Fantastic. It was a wet night, so it was a hard slog, and it was wet on the foot, so I didn't have to play it, but the girls did say it was hard on their legs, and they had to really push and, gut bust the run a fair bit, so...
You should try and hit a cricket ball through that ground. It's hard enough.
Really?
Yeah, really? Anyway, back to footy.
Back to footy, yeah. So it was a tough vlog, but Q eventually came away with the chocolate, so...
Yeah, as you said, it was a tough night. Under the lights, in the wet, it pretty much rained for the whole second half, and it rained all beforehand, so it was a tough slog for the girls. We had a few girls making their sort of comebacks and whatnot. Do you want to go through who impressed you on the night?
Yeah, absolutely. So we had Andy playing her first game at fullback. My God, was she amazing. Running great straight lines. She was hard at it. She saved that ball so many times. So pretty impressed with our first gamer there.
First gamer, that's impressive.
Yeah, first gamer. So, you know, she was brilliant. Steph, our captain this year, she's really stepped up and taken a leadership role. And she led on the field, which I was pretty impressed with. She was pretty much everywhere and I needed to move her everywhere. So she just copped that on the chin and did what she needed to do.
Yeah, that's fun.
And I'd like to really give a big shout out to Phoebe. So Phoebe played for us last year, but this year I've shoved her in the ruck. She's a tiny, like she's not tiny, she's tall, but she's really skinny and slight. But she's really come along this year, and I'm looking forward to seeing what she can pull out for the rest of the season.
No, it's a cracking start by Phoebe. So good on her, especially in those conditions. It wouldn't have suited her that much as well. So hats off to her, that's for sure.
Absolutely. And we had Shorey back for her first game in a while. She had a knee injury. Major knee injury. I'd never seen her play, but that little girl, God, she can play up forward or up back. You know, she's a little dynamite.
Fantastic. And obviously, Div 3, they play this Sunday, so they'll have much the same side going into Div 3, Endeavour Hills, I think it is, on Sunday.
Yeah, pretty much the same side, but what I'm excited about is Alpha's back. So Alpha's going to have the first run in Div 3, so be nice to see that. I guess the kicker also is that we're playing Endeavour Hills, which is the old jock side that Alpha used to play in.
Oh, okay. Yeah, very close to home.
And the side that Copper's now gone to. So Copper, who played for us last year,
has
gone to play at Endeavour Hills. So it'll be a bit of a battle of the, I guess, the Trojans, I suppose.
They could possibly line up on each other as well, I would imagine.
Yeah, if not, we might try and arrange it.
Well, I'll make sure if I go down, I'll videotape it for you, Bump.
absolutely. So that's pretty exciting. It looks like that Endeavour Hill side is smashing a couple of the other sides.
So
it'd be nice to see where we're at.
Good. I look forward to checking it out. Is that 12 o'clock or 2? I might have caught you off guard there. But
I think it's 12 o'clock. I think both games are at 12 o'clock.
Oh, they're both starting at the same time, are they?
So, yeah, I'm pretty sure they both start at 12. So one's at Endeavour Hill, the other one's at home.
Yeah, it makes really a lot of sense, that.
Yeah, crazy, eh? So 12 o'clock, I'll just confirm that. Yeah, both at 12.
Okay. Fair enough, that sucks. But I'm sure that whoever's down available can get down to Endeavour Hills. That'd be great there to support the girls. Sounds like a bit of a top-of-the-table clash. Moving back to our Divvy 1 girls, they took on Melbourne Uni at Melbourne Uni on the Sunday after that Friday night and had a pretty convincing win in tough conditions as well. But you must be really pleased with that effort.
I'm really pleased with that effort. Last time I played at Melbourne Uni, I don't know if you played there years ago, Donny, but most people remember the Melbourne Uni Rooms. It was like horse stalls and wooden floor and stunk like cows, and it was really terrible. But their facilities were top-notch and amazing. That was the first thing I noted about them. And the ground used to be really boggy too, but it was pristine on the weekends that we played. There was a bit of rain, and you know, I don't think I've ever won a game personally at Melbourne Uni, but we come away 70-point winners.
Yeah, it's a great result. I got there just after half time, and I did notice the score was about 6-20 at that stage. The girls obviously didn't have their kicking boots on, but well, enough that having had plenty of shots on goal.
Yeah, we crowded the forward line a little bit. We were playing a little bit defensively and crowding the forward line. It was in the after three quarter time, we sort of went, hey, we can pull our heads in a little bit, pull off, give the forwards a bit more space to do what they need to do. So then we converted it around to 2-2, I think, in the fourth.
Good finish. We take on last year's premiers, North Geelong, this Sunday at home, which starts at 12 o'clock, as we've established. We'd be pretty excited to face North Geelong, no doubt.
Super excited to face North Geelong. Super excited to beat them. We beat them at home last time we played them.
Yep.
I know it wasn't the big one, but we still beat them at home, and that was a great feeling, and it'll be even a greater feeling after the loss to them in the grand final. So it'd be fantastic to come away with the win on Sunday.
No worries. Much the same side. Got any girls coming back from injury? I know there was a few out the week before.
Yeah, no, we had Jazz should be back in.
Yep.
Jazz should be back in, which will be great. We will be missing Ali and Spagger, though. They have a family engagement that they need to attend. So not quite sure exactly how we'll mix the teams up, but there might be a couple of additions that we haven't played in that team.
Yeah,
before.
Fair enough. And I guess you'll discover all that tonight at training.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. So, yeah, but I must say that Zoe and Phoebs are the sisters. They both pulled it out on that weekend of the game. So Zoe was a star performer in the Div 1 game as well. Nay had come back for a cameo performance. You know, she'll only be available for a few rounds before she goes to America, but she still hasn't lost any of her skill, has she?
No, well, yeah, she's brilliant. She's definitely a natural owl.
Yeah, and I shoved Tomo up forward, which was foreign ground for her, and she provided some nice run-up forward, which was nice to see.
Yeah, she usually...
And Zoe...
Sorry, go.
And Bally had a blinder of a game too. Bally had a blinder of a game as well. So pretty nice of that form going into the North Geelong game. And I'm thinking that Kim and Kate might start this weekend. They played in the Anzac Day clash for the women's league on last weekend. And so hopefully they've got a bit more running in their legs and we'll come out on top.
Yeah, I saw Kate and Kim play on Sunday. They were both fantastic in that game. Really pulled VWF over the line, actually. They both had a big influence from what I saw. So I reckon they both will hit their straps coming in to this week for sure.
Awesome. We absolutely need them. So we need every bit of that. So they'll be great to watch. I didn't get on down to at least watch those two ladies as well as the rest of us. But those two girls should be giving us a bit of a spectacle, I would think.
Yeah, no, definitely. I would imagine so. All right, Bump, we'll leave it there, mate. But thank you so much for the match report, and no doubt we'll try and get onto it a little bit earlier after Sunday's events, and hopefully hear how our girls got the 4 points.
Absolutely. We've got 8 points this weekend. Let's go get them.
Yep, sounds fantastic. All right, mate, well, good luck tonight, and I'll speak to you on Friday.
Cheers, Ducko. Bye.
See you, mate.